detour off of Magnolia because they've got the corner. It looks like it's completely blocked, and I'm on some little side street trying to get back up to Ohio, if anybody can hear me.
I copy you there.
I copy that, Lori. We're about on Magnolia.
They have all the cones up when I came through, Dee and I came through this morning. They've moved all the cones, and it's, the truck is right there on the corner of Magnolia and Ohio.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
And I might have been able to get through. I didn't want to take the chance. So Dee could probably tell us more when she goes through.
I copied you, Lori. Thank you.
Lori, can you remember the streets that you used?
I don't. It was past the church, and it looked like the last street before I could get there. But now I'm on Belmont, so I've missed two of my stops.
Savannah, can you look that up on Google Maps and see what they need to do?
Yes, I can.
So by the time Dee gets through there, she should be able to confirm if we can, if I can come back through or she can.
Copy.
So, Lori, you had to cross Ohio and go east of in those little streets up there?
No, I did not cross Ohio. I turned before I got to Ohio because I saw this, the truck was right there on that corner.
Okay, gotcha.
All the cones are completely gone, but that truck's right there on the corner, Dee, so you'll be able to tell us better.
Okie dokie.
Sound like the street you turned down was Edwards.
Blue right, pick right 00. There's already nobody in here.
Copy that. So far, I've got zero. I'm just now at going, so. Jack, it was either that one or Kensington.
You must have made a left right down by Jerry Ivory Park.
Correct. I think it was the last street before Ohio.
I believe that's Edwardham. Don't quote me on it, though.
I think it's Aurora.
You're probably right, Chief.
Miss Lori, still no transfer for drive?
No, Armand. I'm going to say you're good.
Copy that. Thank you. And blue, departing freight drive.
Green, departing 7th Walnut.
Green Peak, 9th and Ham.
All right, I just talked to the road workers, and they said they're just going to be blocking that turning lane until they get it cleaned up, and he says probably it'll give me like 10 or 15 minutes, so we should be good after that.